The black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
The conspiracy. They're making crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News on the Armageddon Records Network. And now here's your host.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Zen One, and this is a special bonus episode of the show. And today, we have a special report. The Sasquatch has a message for humanity. Moving on, I just want to quickly mention that you guys should check out Black Helicopter News on Facebook. There we post a lot of cool stuff. Check it out, see for yourself. And on that page, there's a Shop Now button that takes you to my online music store, where I have 4 digital albums on sale for $3.99 each. We also have a Pay What You Want feature. One other thing, Armageddon Records shop on eBay. Check it out. Books, clothing, video games, and much more. Okay, folks, next up, we have a special report.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News. This is a special report.
The Sasquatch has a message for humanity. This is on woowoomedia.com, and it's written by Michelle Walling. The article talks about how the Sasquatch people are a high vibrational level of human, and they have the ability to appear into a third dimensional body, as well as disappear into the next vibration out of sight. That's basically saying that's why there are Bigfoot sightings, but people cannot find them because they are entering and exiting this dimension consciously. So that's why they're so elusive, and they're psychic. They know when to move into another dimension to avoid capture. The Sasquatch are actually benevolent beings, and they have a message for humanity in order to help us move into another consciousness, a higher level. This includes the abominable snowman, Sasquatch, or Bigfoot. Many people have seen what looks like an abominable snowman or Bigfoot in the woods all over the world, not just places like the Pacific Northwest. They usually come out at night, and they're elusive because they don't want to be captured or shot. They've made their presence known, and they have the ability to communicate telepathically to those that are able to receive the messages. People think about the Sasquatch and driven to study about them are usually receiving these thoughts from them as they make contact. So if you're listening now and you personally are interested in the Sasquatch, the Bigfoot, if this topic interests you, it may be because you're being telepathically communicated with them. Many different tribes of Native Americans accepted the Sasquatch into their lives. These Sasquatch can be as tall as 19 feet. 19 feet tall. That's almost 2 basketball rims stacked on top of each other. And they're like big hairy giants. They're highly evolved humanoids, though, many believe. They're more advanced than us. And there's several different types or races of Sasquatch on the planet. I suggest you check out this YouTube video and look up interview with Kuwani Lapsiritus. And he says that he's had contact with the Sasquatch and extraterrestrials. And he found out that they were brought here, the Sasquatch were brought here by the Star People, before this model of humans were on the planet. So these things preceded humans. He describes the difficulty he had in believing any of this until he was contacted. He suffered from a ruptured disc in his back, which causes pain in his back and legs. He claims when the Sasquatch that he communicated with found out about this, they gave him some herbal recommendation to heal. The Sasquatch are tuned in to what's happening on Earth right now. They tell us that the planet's dying because of the way we treated it with our waste and extractions. They want us to know that they're watching over us and protecting us. And they love us very much. The Sasquatch say we're about to enter a new Earth. According to Kuwani, they say that their world and our world is not the same. Time and space is not the same. There's corridors between that open and shut. And they say that there is no I or me, that we're all one. And that each one is a part of the whole. What one does, all do. So until we learn that we're killing the planet, we may have some hard lessons on this planet to learn. It seems like the Sasquatch are here to give us a pre-warning, to pull our heads out of the sand and make a difference before it's too late. You can find out more about the Sasquatch and find Kuwani's books, including The Sasquatch People, at his website on www.sasquatchpeople.com. This was also an article posted on n5d.com. You can check them out on Facebook. And this is an article put together by Michelle Walling, who's a holistic life coach and writer, radio show host. So, am I telling you to believe this story? Am I telling you that Sasquatch people do have a message for humanity? No, I'm putting it out there for us to examine. And it's an interesting story. And if it is true, it has a lot of things for us to think about. So, you decide. Keep an open mind, folks, and stay woke, my friends.